presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business, February 26, 1122 America, New York, Baofan, banker in China who vanished, is said to be aiding inquiry. In a filing on Sunday, China Renaissance Bank said that its CEO, Baofan, was cooperating in an investigation by Chinese authorities. Baofan, an investment banker in China known for his close ties to many of the country's technology giants, at a conference in 2016. New York Times Business,
February 26, 1114 America, New York, The Week in Business, fraud charges for a media founder. President Biden announced his choice to head the World Bank, and the Supreme Court will hear arguments about student debt cancellation.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business,
February 26, 10 o'clock America, New York, COVID-era savings are crucial to China's economic recovery. Chinese families and businesses socked away huge cash piles they might feel reluctant to spend.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business,
February 26, 10 o'clock America, New York, frackers increase spending but see limited gains. U.S. oil and gas producers raked in profits last year, but inflation and inventory cloud their 2023 prospects.
Global Economy,
February 26, 7 o'clock America, New York, will Eurozone core inflation remain stubbornly high? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Daily FX Market News,
February 26, 7 o'clock America, New York. Gold price fundamental forecast. ZAL, USD under pressure from raging dollar. Gold prices head into the week on the back foot after a resilient dollar remains supported by salivated inflationary pressures. ZAL, USD eyes 1800.
BBC News Business, February 26, 650 America, New York. Fruit and vegetable shortages to last 4 weeks, says George Eustace. The former environment secretary said supermarkets have to work to get it right on supplies.
Global Economy,
February 26, 646 America, New York. UK and the EU are on the cusp of Brexit deal, says Rob. Britain's deputy prime minister says two sides are close to agreeing changes to Northern Ireland's trading regime.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, February 26, 6 o'clock America, New York. Ratting on a brewer of non-water tasting beer? Is white chocolate better than, or not as good as, white chocolate? Can you prove it? No to the last question, of course, because tastes resided in each individual's mind.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business,
February 26, 5:30 America, New York. How companies can lose workers without imposing layoffs. Issuing subpar performance reviews or requiring cross-country moves can prompt employees to quit, thinning a company's ranks.
New York Times Business,
February 26, 5 o'clock America, New York. When it comes to money, your brain can be your own worst enemy. Our cognitive biases can get in the way of saving for the future, especially for retirement. Here's how to recognize and overcome them.
Marginal Revolution,
February 26, 453 America, New York. The inflationary effects of sectoral reallocation. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to an unprecedented shift of consumption from services to goods. We study this demand reallocation in a multi-sector model featuring sticky prices, input-output linkages, and labor reallocation costs.
Marginal Revolution,
February 26, 049 America, New York. Who was the most important critic of the printing press in the 17th century? Bacon's arguments against the printing press were not based on religious or political opposition, but on epistemological and ethical concerns about the quality, quantity, and authority of printed knowledge.
Global Economy,
February 26, 0:00 America, New York, Shanghai's return to business tests China reopening. The financial hub has begun to revive after COVID restrictions, but not to the outside world.
Daily FX Market News,
February 25, 2200 America, New York, USD, CAD at fresh 2023 highs after bullish breakout, oil forges bearish pattern. USD, CAD presents a constructive outlook after this past week's bullish breakout. Meanwhile, oil exhibits a negative technical bias as prices continue to develop a bearish chart formation.
Daily FX Market News,
February 25, 1700 America, New York, US dollar outlook turns more bullish as bond yields skyrocket post PCE data. the US dollar, DXY, has risen to its best level since early January, driven by surging US Treasury yields in response to a hawkish repricing of the Fed's tightening path amid sticky inflation.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 25th, 1300 America, New York, getting property rights. A commonly understood concept in economics is the idea of the tragedy of the commons. Without sufficient property rights, people will be encouraged to overuse the resources around them, for fear that others will do the same. Marginal Revolution.
February 25, 1228 America, New York, Saturday. Assorted links. 1. How to date recordings, using background electrical noise. 2. Visiting Kabul under Taliban rule. 3. We ask why green bond promises are so weak, while the same investors demand strong promises from the same issuers in other settings.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 25, 945 America, New York, 20 states have flat income tax rates. Also, as state governments cut tax rates, they are moving closer to a flat income tax rate. 13 states, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Washington, already have a flat rate.